Baker's explosive congressional testimony was a tapestry of lies the committee members had little difficulty unraveling with follow-up questions and interrogations of other witnesses. Baker admitted he did not have the letter Johnson allegedly wrote Davis. As for the scandalous telegrams Johnson supposedly sent to Nashville, Baker admitted he never actually saw them. Brigadier General Thomas Eckert, who ran the military telegraph office, testified that the story was false. Johnson never sent a message in a secret cipher from that office. Seward hotly denied before the committee that he ever tried to interfere with the publication of Baker's book. Baker finally admitted that he never carefully read the Booth diary the brief time he saw it. What's more, everybody who came in contact with the journal, including Baker's own men, contradicted his account of the missing pages. Conger, for example, testified that he had a chance to read the diary carefully on his long boat trip back to Washington with Booth's possessions, and noticed that pages had been torn out. Joseph Holt, the chief prosecutor for the assassination conspiracy trial, said he didn't introduce the diary as evidence because there was nothing in it incriminating to anyone except Booth, and Booth was dead. Writing in pencil, the actor recounted on its pages proudly shooting Lincoln at Ford's Theater and being hunted like a dog afterward. The most plausible explanation for the missing pages is that Booth ripped them out to use as writing paper for notes he sent. Military historian David Eicher summarizes it best. Civil War literature abounds with hypotheses about conspiracies involving everyone from the Confederate government to Stanton to Catholics to Jefferson Davis to foreign governments. The simple facts, extensively analyzed at a microscopic level, support the case that Booth and his cohorts were loosely connected with Confederate authorities, but pulled off the final version of their attacks essentially on their own, impelled by the collapse of the Confederacy.